Coven Means Family. Written by Dark Nymphs and read by K-Burb. This is a Bat fanfic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Dick and Jason and is additionally tagged with witchcraft, Bat Family is a Coven, Brotherhood, Little Womp, mention Jason's death, Jason Todd's grave, and magic. This fic was translated by the author into English and is part one of Burn and Brew with Coven True. Jason, asks Dick. He sounded worried. Jason was so tired and exhausted, he didn't even bother to open his eyes, just mumbled in confirmation that he'd heard his brother. What are you doing? What a stupid question. I'm trying to sleep, Jason growled. I'd succeed, too, if you'd let me. Why don't you sleep in your bed? Dick didn't just sound worried, he sounded almost panicked. That was the only reason Jason finally opened his eyes. He was tired and just wanted to sleep. Still, if his brother was this distraught, then something had to be wrong. Jason opened his eyes to the sunset in the Wayne Estates private cemetery. What? He blinked in surprise, feeling the earth beneath his back and seeing the knees of Dick, who had knelt beside him in concern. Jason straightened up and knew where he was even before he looked behind him and saw his headstone. He had laid down on his grave to sleep. Jason wouldn't lie. It bothered him that he actually thought he was lying in his bed. However, he felt Dick's horrified face was an exaggeration. Dick had put on his usual smile now, but Jason knew his brother. He was on the verge of screaming in panic. "Why are you here, Jaybird?" asked Dick, concern creasing his brow. Jason went and felt for his magic. It was a part of him, and when he put out feelers for it, it immediately enveloped him, even stronger than before. The magic felt comfortable here, and so did he. He just shrugged his shoulders because he couldn't possibly explain this to his brother. Dick looked anything but pleased. "Can we go into the house then?" Jason shook his head immediately and only then realized what he had done. Why not? And now there was frustration as well as panic in Dick's tone. He was annoyed because Jason wasn't answering, and Jason couldn't blame him. But how was he supposed to explain what he knew deep down? "I need an explanation, Jay," Dick pleaded. "Because if I don't get one, I'm dragging you into the house right now. We've got a waxing three-quarter moon, and that means I'm stronger than you right now." Dick had to be really worried when he not only made a threat, but also pointed out that he had the strength to carry it out. Jason felt guilty, but he had a feeling Dick was about to regret asking. "I belong here," he declared. It was a fact, and as such, it came from his lips. Dick's face was immediately filled with pain. "No, Jason," he said firmly but gently. "You don't. You belong in the house, with me and the others, to your coven." Jason knew Dick wouldn't understand. They were too different. Dick was an air witch, and that's why he had to surround himself with family all the time. Dick was nothing without his connections. The connections strengthened him, and because of that, he strengthened everyone else. Jason was the opposite. "The dead need their rest," Jason tried to make Dick understand. Wind came up and pushed Jason to his feet. "But you're not dead," Dick said, so icily that the wind got colder too. Jason's magic pulled his feet into the grave up to his ankles. "The earth is a cycle. Virgin, mother, crone. Birth, life, death. I am the most powerful green witch on this planet. for I have lived through the cycle for the second time. But it's exhausting, because my magic doesn't come back on its own. It has to be recharged. Dick's whole face was a mask of pain. He didn't like it when Jason spoke of his death. By resting with the dead, on your own grave? He asked. Jason nodded. It helps. It lets me know where I came from and where I'm going. It's the same place. Okay. Jason blinked in surprise. I don't get it, but all right, Dick agreed. If that's what you need, I'll leave you here. Huh. Jason had forgotten, known, then forgotten, relearned, and forgotten again, how good his brother was. How understanding and empathetic. Jason had forgotten how deep their alliance ran. Not only were they part of a coven, they had been brothers before the coven had existed. He smiled. Thank you. With that, he lay back on the ground and felt his magic flood him with power, love, and warmth. Dick did not leave, but lay down next to him. He was intent on lying on the grass next to the grave. What are you doing? Jason asked. I'm keeping you company, Dick replied stubbornly. Jason knew he couldn't send him away because Dick wouldn't listen. They lay in silence and watched the moon rise. It'll be a full moon soon, Jason noted. Does Duke still insist on his rituals? Dick laughed. Can you blame him? Full moons aren't as often as crescent moons, half moons, or three-quarter moons. He and Stephanie need to savor their times. Jason grimaced. Yes, but why do we all have to join in? Water is not our element. Because we're a coven, and a coven sticks together. Jason wouldn't tell Dick, but he secretly loved it when Dick said sweet stuff like that. It made him believe that coven was just another word for family. The end.